And I invite you to close your eyes and imagine, feel, sense, or visualize that you're about to enter a gift shop. And you open the door, and within the gift shop, there is one gift that has a label that says, the box of joy. And next to the label is your name. And you're going to walk over towards that gift, the box of joy that has your name on it. And as you hold that box, I want you to feel and sense the cells of your body in anticipation of opening that box of joy. What is it? What's going to be in there? What is that surprise that is waiting for you in that box of joy? And just connect in with your innate and your higher self and your Akash and your entourage, your guides and angels. They want you to find your joy. And as you slowly pull off the lid to that box of joy, just go with whatever that first intuitive hit is that is inside that box of joy. Some of you are going to feel it instantly and recognize it immediately. And for those of you who may be disappointed that it's a black, empty box, there is no such thing, because that is just a filter that lies on top of a joy, a deep joy that exists for you. And then give the intent that you will receive help to remove that filter so that you will find your joy. And then in these coming days and weeks, look for signs and synchronicities to show you what that joy is, or to confirm when you find your joy. Thank you for finding my joy. Bring me more. Bring me more joy. Thank you. And with that simplicity of that message to just bring us more joy, I would like to have my joy come in the form of the Cryon channel.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Cryon of Magnetic Service. There have been so many questions about how to. But the one that even was covered this day by my partner, how do you know? How does intuition work? How does the field work? I gave a channel some months ago that I'm now going to repeat in an abbreviated form for you. And it contains a metaphor, which is the best kind of explanation for some of you. When we talk about how do you know? We have spoken of the field many, many times, that when you sense the field around you, you're actually sensing everything that is happening at the moment. It exists in that form. You might say it's a soup of consciousness, which is energy on the planet, which doesn't necessarily tell the future to you, although some things are there which might point to it. It's basically what's happening now. Think of it as all the thoughts of all the humanity, and that somehow the ones that perhaps would pertain to you, your life, your family, are also available through intuition. The reason? So that you'll be able to move left or move right, and perhaps dodge the obstacles that might be in front of you. Those obstacles and the things that perhaps would be pitfalls to you, did you know that there's intuition that will push you out of the way of them? We have told you before that a light worker does not have to depend on luck, ever, because you have the ability to change your reality by sensing the field. Those who have been doing this for years have friends who will say to them, "Boy, are you lucky." Luck has nothing to do with it. It is you tuning in. The question today, there is so much out there. How do you know? What works? What doesn't? What's right for you? My partner, he explained a portion of it. Let me give you the full story. There are those who don't like this, who don't like the idea that you're going to trust something completely and totally invisible. You'd rather have a person in front of you giving you advice because they're wise old souls, and they may actually have wonderful advice, but they're not connected to the field like you are. They are connected to the field for them. You have the ability to read for you which direction to go. Both reality direction, that is, you pick yourself up and go left or right, also decisions you might make, directions in your life. Isn't this the crux of almost everything? Should I or should I not? I have equated all of this to something that some of you are very, very familiar with. Something on the planet that you deal with and have been dealt with forever. I want to point to those who sail the oceans. Not just those who sail the oceans, but the ones from the path, the past, who had a path that was the only path they had. In other words, their survival was how well they could sail. It wasn't something they did on the weekends. It wasn't for fun. It was in enormous ships that carried not only themselves, but others that they were in charge of and responsible for. Cargoes that had to make it to a certain place. And they had to read the wind. So we're going to use the metaphor of the wind as the field. A sailor has some very interesting choices and some difficult kinds of things to do. Let's say that he wants to go straight ahead. And straight ahead is where the port is that he needs to be. He takes all of his measurements, he's got his compass, he kind of knows where he's going. In fact, there's no question of what he's supposed to do. But he needs wind to get him there. Now, in an ideal world, he would simply set his rudder for that port, set the sails at the right angle to catch the wind, and sail right in. But it didn't ever work that way, because the winds, they seem to shift around a lot. Sometimes the winds would come from a direction that was really quite far away from where he wanted to go. Now, what do you do there? And so he had figured it out. Sailors know. They go in whatever direction the wind is, and they tack. And they come about, and they sail in the other direction. So they may zigzag and zigzag because the wind isn't blowing the right direction at all for their goal. Are you getting this? So the first thing the sailor has to do with this invisible force is to sense which direction he has to move in order to tack. That direction, which will take him left or right, seemingly a far out of his way bearing he has to go to, so he can then turn and go to another and turn and go to another. And although it may not be very efficient, his goal is achieved, and eventually he'll get into the port. And so picture yourself for a moment with this metaphor. You sit and you have decisions about which way to go in order to get to that goal. Now, what is that goal? Let's say it's a goal of continuing the love in your life. The goal is to continue survival. In other words, it's a basic goal, the goal of health, something that you have to do that's going to get you there. And yet the wind is blowing in the wrong direction. And what I mean by that is somebody comes to you, or there's an interesting situation that occurs. You say, well, that's not really what I had in mind, and I don't really think that that's going to take me in that direction, but I want to do it. Yes or no? And then you get the intuition flash, that invisible force that the sailor knows. He even reads the patterns on the water in order to know which direction the wind may come from eventually, when to tack. All of that is invisible. Dear Spirit, you might say, show me which way the wind is blowing so that I will know what direction to go. And I will know, dear Spirit, that if it seems incorrect or wrong, I will dismiss that because I don't know what's in the field. You see, if I were to go straight ahead, and that thing that might achieve my goal of what I think I want to do, it might put me in a hole. It might put me in a place where something might happen. And so therefore, I will tack. I will go another direction for a while, and then I may turn and go another direction for a while. And these directions won't be the ones that I have thought of. They'll be the ones that the wind pushes me to. Dear Spirit, you might say, allow me to be pushed to those places I don't understand that will give me the health or the love or the things that truly are my goal. There was one or two, perhaps, even this day, who said, how do I find joy? Did you know there truly is an avenue for you? Perhaps it's in the things that you may do you're not doing now that are life-changing. Perhaps it's people you will meet, instructors sometimes, partners sometimes, a business sometimes, who will enrich your life, make you laugh, give you things, so that finding joy won't be difficult. Even in heartbreak, dear ones, joy is there. I want to tell you something. This invisible wind, I'll call it your team, and you may have heard this before in the circle of 12, especially this month. It's your team, those guys, those angels, whatever you want to call them, who are always with you. They're the ones who are blowing the wind, as they say, follow this, follow that. Do you allow it? Or do you keep your eyes on what you think it's supposed to be? It's about you being open to going a direction that you didn't expect, that may very well then take you another direction and another direction. Just like the sailor knows intuitively, he or she must do in order to reach the goal. Longer life, joy, health. Without going through the pitfalls or the holes that you might fall in, or the wrong scenarios being presented so that you have to get out of them, or heartbreak. All of these things are in the field, dear ones. All of these things are avoidable if you pay attention to which way the wind is blowing. These are metaphors that I'm asking you to translate into action for you. And the way truly is allowance of these things in your life. Dear Spirit, calm me down a bit so I will allow for things I don't expect. And then when they happen, I'll understand, oh, and I'll follow that direction for a while and perhaps change it for a while. But all of these things, I will trust. They're the field. They're the wind blowing in the directions to take me exactly where I should go. I give you these things in love. I'm crying in love with you, in love with the planet, in love with the humanity that is on it, because there are so many good things about to occur. Truly, things are better than they seem in so many ways. It is time to claim your magnificence and find your joy, all doable. And so it is.